That's our ring. Time for Lem and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, friends, Friday starts the big Labor Day weekend. Perhaps you plan to pack up the family and take a trip or go on a picnic. Well, don't forget one of the most important things you can pack in your car. Yes, I mean that extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Long hours driving in traffic or cold food and drink may all add up to a miserable headache or a touch of acid indigestion. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from headache or the misery of acid indigestion. So, friends, don't let one of these common ailments spoil your good times over the big holiday weekend. Be sure you pack an extra package of Alka-Seltzer in the grip or in the glove compartment of your car. Then, if headache or acid indigestion comes along to threaten your good times, Alka-Seltzer will be right there, handy to bring you the fast, effective relief you want. So right now, while you think of it, make a note to get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist, and be sure to take it on your outing this coming weekend. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. And remember, an extra package in your car may act just like a spare. You may not need to use it, but it's wise to have it there. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has just about reached the date when he must be broke in order to comply with the terms of the Donnelly will. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner pretty jittery over the whole thing. Listen.
For goodness sakes, Abner, what are you so nervous about?
Huh? What is it? What's
shaking like a dog on a wet sack. Is anything wrong?
Oh. Dog is Lum, have you looked at the calendar today?
The calendar?
This is August the 30th.
Yeah? What about it?
What about it? This is my last day. By midnight tonight, I got to be broke or I lose $100,000.
Well, now, take it easy.
Oh,
calm yourself down. In the first place, you're wrong.
Huh?
This ain't your last day. August has 31 days in it.
Just look at the calendar there. Last day there is the 30th, right there. 3-0. I know.
That's June.
1946. Toby, that is June, ain't it?
Yeah, we better take that calendar down. It's getting a little out of date.
Are you sure August got 31 days in it, Lum?
I know it does. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest is 31, say February, which comes on leap year. No. How does that go out?
I don't know. Here's August right here. Yeah, 31 days.
Yeah. Now, does that make you feel better?
Oh, I don't know. It just gives him one more day to worry, is about all.
Well, I don't know why you're so worried. You got shut of every blessed thing you own. All you got left is them clothes you got on your back there. That grab bag sale sold every single thing you owned here in the store.
Yeah, but, Lum, you're forgetting one thing. I taken in $269 on the sale.
Did you make that much off of it?
Yes, sir, I sure did. I ought to lower the price on them grab bags. I clean forgot I was going to have to get some of the money that I made off the sale.
How much did you say you got?
$269 cash.
Granny, that's better than we ever made off of the sales we're putting on to make money.
Well, now, how am I going to get rid of that much cash by midnight tomorrow night?
Well, there ought to be some way. There's got to be.
Of course, I could cut a hole in my pocket and let it sort of slip through there, lose it, I reckon.
No, I'm afraid that'd be cheating. You don't want to take a chance on doing nothing wrong now, not when you got this close.
Oh, my goodness, no.
For one thing, you could eat all your meals out twixt now and then. That'd take some cash.
Well, yeah, I doubt if I could eat up $269 worth of victuals in 2 days, though.
I don't know. Have you priced meat lately?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you buy yourself a whole lot of new clothes? Or no, you ain't supposed to have nothing like that, are you?
Oh, no, I'm supposed to be sort of a bum from the way they described it.
How does a fella go about getting shut up a couple $100? Seems funny to have to worry about that, don't it?
Well, it ain't funny to me, I'll tell you that.
Well, let's see now. What takes money? You ain't much of a gambling man, are you?
Well, I don't think I'm supposed to gamble none of it away long, according to the terms of Mr. Donnelly's will, no way.
Yeah, it's a bad habit to get into anyways. I wouldn't recommend that, I don't believe.
No, don't get me started at that. And I'd more than likely win the way my luck's been running.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah.
Traveling. Now, there's something that costs quite a bit, and when you get through with it, you ain't got nothing to show for it. Like that fella Roger went fishing. I bet you never even caught a fish.
Yeah, but, Lord, I ain't got no place to travel to.
Well, study up someplace. Some faraway place. Florida or Pennsylvania.
Well, Lum, I ain't got but 2 days. I can't go very far in that short of time.
Granny, that's right.
Why, no.
You want to be sure and be here on September the 1st so you can collect your income. Wait a minute. What's the matter with us? You can take a trip to St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Why, sure. That's where them lawyers is at. The ones that wrote you all the letters about the will.
Well, yeah, sure.
All right. They never said nothing about coming out here to Pine Ridge and handing you money in a paper sack, did they?
No, they never. Never mentioned a paper sack, I don't believe.
Well, in that case, then, it looks to me like you have to go to St. Louis to get the money.
Well, do you reckon I'm supposed to, sure enough?
I think it'd be a good idea. You'd show them right there you're interested in the inherit.
Oh, I'm interested in it, sure. What do you think I've been bankrupting myself for these last few weeks for?
Well, I think that's the thing to do. Go right direct to St. Louis. Go to them lawyer's office, and might be a good idea to be there right on the strike of midnight. High midnight.
Well, that's in the middle of the night, Lum. It's dark, then. I don't know my way around St. Louis in the dark.
I'd be there just the same.
Or daylight either, as far as that goes.
You recollect that first letter you got said you was just one of several fellers as being given the same chance to inherit that much money.
Yeah, that's right. It did say that, didn't it?
So if I was you, I'd get there and be first in line just in case there ain't enough money to go around for all of you.
My doggy, that little old head of yours is sure working today.
It ain't nothing.
Yes, it is, too.
Thinking just comes sort of natural to me. He always has.
Yeah, I believe it does, too. Well, here, I guess I better get the county seat and get on the train quick as I can. Get me a good seat and a cornucopia of grapes and I'll be all set.
No, now, wait a minute. You don't want to just get a seat.
Well, Lum, I ain't going to stand up clean to St. Louis.
Of course not. You're going to lay down.
Whereabouts, in the aisle? Somebody'd step on me, sure the world. And that news butch comes through there every 5 minutes.
No, you're going to lay down in a regular bed.
Bed?
Sure.
Now, Lum, I ain't going to tote no bed along with me. I doubt if they'd let me put it on a train anyway.
You don't have to tote no bed with you. They got them right on the train.
They have? I never seen none.
That's because you never have been in a Pullman's car.
Huh?
They're sleeping cars, they call them. Got regular little rooms in them with beds right in them.
They have?
Yes.
What won't they think of me?
I was reading an advertisement about them just the other day. Got different sized rooms in them.
Well.
Some's called apartments, I believe. Some of them's bedrooms.
Natural.
The biggest ones is drawing rooms, I believe.
Drawing rooms?
Yeah, that's what you ought to get, too, because it'll take more of your money.
It will, huh?
Take Elizabeth along on this trip, too. That'll cost you just twice as much.
Well, yeah, but I don't believe I'd have no use for a drawing room. I just ain't no hand at drawing at all. Can't hardly draw a straight line. And Elizabeth ain't a whole lot better.
Well, Abner, the eye...
Oh, she can take a Crayola in, draw something that sort of looks like a rabbit. She calls it a rabbit, anyway. Used to draw them for little Pearl around Easter, you know. But honest, Lum, she don't draw good enough to hire a special room for her.
Well, look, Abner.
Special, not on a train. She's shaky enough as it is.
Well, Abner, on a train, you sleep in the drawing room.
You do?
Well, of course.
What's the matter? Are they crowded?
No, that's just what they make them for. Ain't got nothing to do with drawing.
Well, what do they call them at further?
I don't know, and I ain't going to discuss it no more. If you want to draw something in there, draw your breath.
Oh, I could do that, yeah.
The thing for you to do is just get Elizabeth and get on that train and spend as much money as you can.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, here, I better call her up right now, then.
Yeah, if you hurry, you can catch the mail hack to the county seat.
Yeah. Oh, because I come pretty near giving my own ring city here. I keep forgetting we're living over at your place. Hello? Elizabeth? This is your man, Abner. Yeah, well, look, put on your hat and meet me in front of Dick Huddleston's store. We're going to St. Louis.
Hope they don't think I'm trying to get you out of them.
I said we're going to St. Louis.
Just love having a hole there.
Missouri.
I think.
No, I feel fine.
Elizabeth, I'm innocent.
Elizabeth, we've got to go there to collect that inherit. Yeah. Pack. What's there to pack? We ain't got nothing left. Oh, yeah, lunch good. Yeah, bake up some sweet potatoes.
No, you don't, Abner. Eat in the dining car.
Yeah, wait a minute, Elizabeth. What'd you say, Lum?
Don't take no lunch along. They got a regular restaurant right on the train. Eat in that. It'll cost you a heap more, too.
Oh, well. No, don't take a lunch, Elizabeth. Well, Lum says they got a lunch counter right there on the train.
It's better than a lunch counter.
I don't know who runs it, Elizabeth, but just hurry up and get ready. Yeah, well, hurry up, Elizabeth. Yeah, well, wait a minute. I see the mail hack down there now. It's here right now, so come on. Yeah, I'll be on the road. Goodbye. Oh, that woman wanted to stop and fix up.
Well, that's a woman for you, all right. You better get out there and talk to the hack driver. Don't let him get away before Leslie gets here.
Yeah, better do that. Well, here, wish me luck.
Yeah, it'll come back a millionaire.
Yeah, I will. So long.
So long. St. Louis. Mine and I never got on that mail hack, neither. That Elizabeth can sure run.
They should have sent her over to the Olympics.
Yeah, funniest sight I ever seen, I believe. Hair flying, shoes half laced, and one sock coming down. Having her leaning out of the mail hack, waving at her to hurry up. That mail hack driver don't wait for nothing or nobody.
No, no. I don't see why Abner's making this trip, Lou.
Why, to go see them lawyers there and get that in here.
Well, they didn't tell him to come to St. Louis, though, did they?
Well, no, not exactly. Well, not at all, in fact. But I just figured that'd be the natural thing to do.
Well, didn't one of those letters from them say something about waiting until Abner heard further from him or something like that?
Well, now that you mention it, I believe it did say something like that.
It sure did.
It's too late now, though, because he's on his way. I still think he's doing the right thing. Well, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for a Mr. Peabody.
Why, he ain't here right now. Fact is, he's out of town for a couple of days.
Out of town?
Yeah. Is anything I could help you with, sir?
Well, I don't know what to say now. I'm from the law firm of Wayne, Mayfield, and Wayne.
Oh, St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes. And I wanted to see him in regard to the Donnelly will.
Oh, me.
Well, if he's left town, I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, is Abner going to be tripped up at the last minute? Surely there's some way this can be patched up.